stark message to world leaders. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The head of the UN says our world is in big trouble.
A winter of global discontent is on the horizon. A cost of living crisis is raging. Trust is crumbling. Inequalities are exploding. And our planet is burning.
Antonio Guterres at the start of the UN General Assembly in New York, warning that nations are gridlocked in global dysfunction, he says, and not ready or willing to tackle major challenges. President Biden will address other world leaders tomorrow and urge continued support for Ukraine's fight against Russia. Meantime, separatist leaders of four Russian-controlled areas in Ukraine plan to hold referendums this week, hoping to make redrawn territories irreversible, a strategy that's drawn international condemnation. Just getting word of an explosion in a Chicago apartment building, injuring at least six people, including several in critical condition. No word yet on the cause, but fire officials are calling it a mass casualty event with a search and rescue effort underway. A parole decision in Kentucky has just been delayed until next Monday for a man who killed three students and wounded five in a school shooting 25 years ago. He told the parole board today he still hears voices, but has learned to ignore them. The White House calls it a night when hope and history rhyme, announcing a Friday night performance by Sir Elton John to celebrate the unifying power of music.
President Biden and the First Lady will host the event on the White House South Lawn. The White House says the concert will honor everyday history makers in the audience, including teachers, nurses, students, and LGBTQ advocates. Elton John performed at the White House in 1998 when then British Prime Minister Tony Blair was honored at a state dinner.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. Wall Street goes back to worrying. The Dow's down 237 points right now as the Fed begins a two-day meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The sentencing phase trial for an admitted school shooter in Florida is still far from over after controversy over the judge.
Judge Elizabeth Scher will not recuse herself from the ongoing death penalty sentencing trial of admitted Parkland gunman Nicholas Cruz. The defense wanted her to step down after an acrimonious argument on the record in court.
You know what? I don't want to hear it.
Judge, you're insulting me on the record in front of my client, and I believe that I should be able to...
Okay, you can do that later. You can make your record later, but you've been insulting me the entire trial.
Florida law requires a jury decide if a death penalty applies, even if a defendant pleads guilty. Prosecutors begin their rebuttal today. In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
It's still raining in parts of Puerto Rico, where Hurricane Fiona has caused historic flooding and a blackout, killing at least two people. Another death blamed on the storm in the Dominican Republic, which is getting more rain as well, as Fiona now slams the Turks and Caicos as a Category 3 storm, expected to strengthen more before heading toward Bermuda later this week. A change of plans for some American basketball players who would normally play in Russia.
In light of WNBA star Brittany Griner's detention, jailed on charges for possession of THC oil vape cartridges in Russia since February, WNBA players who regularly spend their off-seasons playing in Russia to supplement their incomes will not play in Russia this off-season. They're choosing other destinations like Turkey and Hungary, where salaries are significantly less than what they have been paid in Russia. One of Griner's teammates overseas, WNBA star Breonna Stewart, said, with BG wrongfully detained there, nobody's going there until she's home.
Fox's Jared Max. The U.S. has made an undisclosed and so far unanswered offer to Russia for the release of Griner and fellow American Paul Whelan. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.